I'm Cap Radio's Randall White. It has been 30 years since residents in the Sacramento area made history, becoming the first community to close a nuclear power plant by public vote.
The voters have spoken. We will honor the decision of the voters, and we will conduct ourselves in a very professional manner.
Joe Furlett ran SMUD's nuclear program and is heard there on KCRA explaining Rancho Seco would shut down immediately. And it did. Then 20 years later, it was officially decommissioned. These anniversaries and curiosity about the plant from a Cap Radio listener set up this latest installment in our Great Question series. What's happening at the facility nowadays, including the storage of radioactive material, and why is its cooling towers still standing? At 425 feet, they are the tallest buildings in the Central Valley, just edging out Sacramento's Wells Fargo Tower. This man manages everything left over from the old nuclear power days.
6, 7, 8, 9. That was the day I was here.
That's Dan Tallman. He recently took Cap Radio on a rare tour of the facility.
To see it now, it is a ghost town.
But three decades later, the utility has reinvented the place. Rancho Seco is now home to a natural gas plant, a solar field, and construction is getting underway to create the largest solar project in the county. About 20% of the land is set aside as a landscaped park and campground surrounding a lake stocked with fish that used to serve as a water source for the power plant. Casting that line is Ku Vang from Sacramento.
Yeah, this lake been producing a lot of good quality fish, and you know, it's a lot of fun just catch and release.
Vang says he doesn't worry about the park being adjacent to a former nuclear power plant, but some do. And they could point to an area just on the other side of those cooling towers where spent radioactive fuel is still housed.
Paz Tallman. Tallman and tour group entering the license area.
Tallman brought us within about 100 yards of that dry storage. Even that close, the level of radiation exposure did not noticeably change, says an expert we brought along for the tour.
My name is Dr. Matt Block, physicist and professor at Sacramento State.
And what do we have here?
So this is just a Geiger counter used for surveying, and it's able to measure in counts per minute any radioactive particles that are picked up by the detector.
Block says the ticks you're hearing are what's known as background radiation. We're all getting hit by these particles on a daily basis, about 50 or 60 of them per minute, the same reading Block recorded during our tour. SMUD has its own radiation detection tools and confirms the grounds are safe, but that said, the utility is anxious to move the stored fuel off its land. So is this woman.
We would like to have a way to get rid of it.
Sacramento Congresswoman Doris Matsui is working to find a new home for not just Rancho Seco's spent fuel, but dozens of other nuclear facilities throughout the nation, since negotiations for permanent storage at Nevada's Yucca Mountain have stalled for years. Matsui has a bill to find another housing option, even if it's temporary.
Otherwise, if we keep waiting, it'll just stay there, and you never know what might happen to it.
Tallman is following Matsui's bill and says Congress needs to act.
And someday we hope the Department of Energy will roll one of their trains up here and we can start loading their fuel onto their train to take it to their disposal site and SMUD can get out of the nuclear storage business.
Matsui says she is confident her bill will pass the House and she's hopeful about its chances in the Senate. While the spent fuel may eventually be carted away, those cooling towers will remain standing.
These will be monuments to civilization for decades to come, I do believe.
The reasons? They house communications equipment, and demolition would be extremely expensive. At Rancho Seco, Randall White, Cap Radio News.